Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. Today's date is Wednesday, 5/25/2011. Time is 12 p.m. Pacific, where I am broadcasting from in the beautiful, beautiful San Diego, 3 p.m. Eastern in Atlanta. Nice, clear day as usual here. You know, I have to say, the weathermen here, if they don't have it, they definitely have the easiest job in America, because I swear I've been here since, you know, Easter Day, and every day's been a beautiful day. So you gotta love it. Hey, it's California, right? So definitely, everyone, the Financial Empowerment Tour is in movement. It's in movement. You want to keep tuning in to hear all the details here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You can definitely go to the website also to keep up with it, buildgrowandenjoy.com. There is opportunity for you entrepreneurs and business owners that if you are interested in becoming a part of the movement to get the word out on your business or just to brand yourself, you can call in at 770-383-1BGE, and that's 770-383-1243. So definitely, everyone, the movement is alive. We had a great, great show yesterday here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy with Bradley Albert from American Family Insurance. Bradley was on the air yesterday speaking on a very, very important topic that is very much lacking in our community, and that's life insurance. So I wanted to just once again tell everyone, if you missed the airing with Bradley speaking about the importance of having life insurance, you definitely want to come to buildgrowandenjoy.com. As you all know, all of our shows are recorded, and you can go into the archive file once you come onto the site, click Blog Talk Radio, and it will take you right to the archives of all our shows that have been aired on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. So that is one show that I highly, highly recommend that you tune into. Like I said, you just come to buildgrowandenjoy.com, click Blog Talk. All of our shows are dated. They're titled. Scroll down. You know, for yesterday's date, which was 5/24/2011, Bradley Albert, you'll see his name on there. So definitely tune in, and you want to take notes on that, very, very important to have in your life. And today, everyone, I have another special guest, someone that me and him share a lot in common, and definitely he's going to be here. He's here today to talk about another topic that's hugely lacking in our community, and that's a financial strategy. He will be discussing the importance of having one. So Rohan Smith is back with New York Life Securities, and I want to say welcome, Rohan. It's a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Kalithia. As always, it's glad to be on your show, and I do thank you for what you're doing in the community to empower and educate individuals so that they have a better understanding to have a better and brighter future.
Definitely, definitely. You know that's just what it's all about, you know, especially in these times. So everyone, the lines are open, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, buildgrowandenjoy.com. So Rohan, you know, I didn't really check the weather on Atlanta before we get this, you know, kick started and rolling with the information, but how's Atlanta out there? How's the weather?
Well, I'll tell you this, it's hot. Atlanta. It is really hot out here.
There you go.
I'll vouch for that.
Hot it is.
Yeah, I just met with a client, and she said she bought a house, and it's a historic house, and so she doesn't have central air, so on a days like this, she doesn't cook because the extra heat is not good.
Right, because even if you're blowing, turn on the fans, all of a sudden it's like, gosh, this is blowing hot air.
Oh, yeah.
I can only imagine. So, Rohan, let everyone know, you know, who you are, a little bit about New York Life Company and Securities, and let's just take it from there.
Okay. Well, my name is Rohan Smith, as you said, and I'm an agent with New York Life Insurance Company, and I'm a registered representative with New York Life Securities, also, which is a member of FINRA, which is the federal regulatory governing body. I'm a licensed insurance agent, and I'm in the Atlanta area. You know, if you want to contact me, my number is area code 770-380-1934.
Definitely, definitely. And then just tell a little bit about those that don't know about New York Life, you know, the big dogs. Let them know who a little bit about New York Life and what they're doing throughout the community and how they are creating legacies, because that was a topic that me and Bradley was talking about. And I'm just saying, you know, we're all in the same industry, is leaving a legacy. So let them know a little bit about New York Life.
Okay, well, New York Life has been around for over 165 years. We have one of the highest financial strengths. We're a mutual company, which means that we're owned by our policy owners. So basically, our policy owners will share in the profits. Our current standing in assets is, you know, well into the billions, which is good. That's the surplus. So we're a very, very strong company. We've insured and done work with presidents and, you know, individuals, Walt Disney, so forth, throughout the years. So we're a very strong company, do a lot in the community to give back, to try to put more dollars in the communities that need to understand how to and how to create wealth, let's say, in the future for future generations. So in general, there's a lot of things that we're doing. Just in fact, to be honest with you, last week I just did a partnership with another agent, and we did to benefit the kids who have lost their parents at a young age. So there's a lot of little things that, you know, as a company we've been involved in and continue to get involved in, and we'll continue to educate and help as we go forward. In fact, New York Life actually was the first to insure women equally as men. You know, as time goes by, you know, history, there's a lot of differentiation. So we're a great company to be a part of.
Definitely, and number one in the world, that is, too, and number one in the world. So you can't go wrong with that. The strength is definitely there and the history. Now, like I said, we were on air yesterday speaking. I was speaking with Bradley. We were talking about the importance of life insurance, but that's just one piece. The bigger piece of pulling it all together is the financial strategy. Let everyone know what is a financial strategy and what does it mean to them.
Okay. Well, what we do, we work with the clients around the three financial stages of life, which we refer to as protection, accumulation, and distribution. So in managing one's finances in every stage to achieve one's financial goal, one should look towards a process or strategy rather than just products. In the protection phase, the goal is to really just build a foundation by meeting the growing family needs and protecting the family's lifestyle. And then the accumulation phase, the goal is to grow wealth and strategize how you'll replace your income during retirement. And then we have the distribution phase, which is the goal. You know, you've done all these other things. You want to now enjoy the wealth you accumulated in the form of an income. Of course, these are generalizations, so we would need to do a need analysis to make a true determination, as there are many considerations and a variety of solutions. So strategy versus just product-centric is basically, it encompasses everything.
Right. And for those, you know, because a lot of listeners, you know, a lot of this is new to people throughout the community because, you know, a lot of people have not touched or tapped into, you know, knowing or getting a financial strategy in place for themselves and their family because they always thought this was for the wealthy, which it's not. So let everyone know what exactly is a needs analysis and what consists of it.
Okay. Well, basically what a need analysis is basically we sit down and we get a snapshot, basically, of where you are in life today. Once we understand where you are today, we can then, with what we see, I mean, these are things like you know, how much you're earning, how much do you plan to earn, your retirement date, when do you want to retire, your mortgage payment or your rent payment, all those different things encompass your financial needs analysis. And there's a little bit more than just what I'm saying, but what we're doing is we're getting pretty much a snapshot of where you are today and where you'd like to be, and then we create a strategy to help you to get there.
Definitely. And everybody's situation is different. I always say this on the air, is like, you can have 100 plans in front of you and none of them would ever be the same, because everyone's different and it's all designed up of what they want, their needs. You know, a lot of people come to financial planners and they're like, are you going to tell me how I should be living my life or what I should be doing? It's like, no, you tell us what you want and we will create it for you. I mean, pinpoint it straight to the point. So when you say financial strategy, talk about some of the common areas of consideration when it comes to financial strategy.
Well, a strategy could actually involve a number of different areas, saving for retirement, planning for college, you know, some of the things you're talking about, saving to buy a home, getting married, starting a family, or even starting a new job. You know, there may be considerations surrounding one estate, a business. In addition, you know, there's usually two clear-cut objectives that are usually important to our clients, and that's maximizing savings and return and minimizing taxes and risk. So in general, these are some of the areas that we're referring to when we say financial strategy considerations.
Definitely. Now, when you say savings and retirement, can you just expand upon that concept a little more?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Many Americans are saving enough for retirement, and they're not taking into account the extended life expectancy. It gets kind of intricate because, let's say, what's going on is that they're outliving their life expectancy and having to work longer. We're living longer. So you're going to need a plan to let your money stretch a little bit further than before, basically is what it boils down
to. Definitely. And, you know, it's funny that you say that because I was reading an article, I think it was on Wall Street or Yahoo News or something, and they were talking about people retiring or just, you know, when they're getting close to the retirement age, they don't want to retire. They want to continue working because they are so financially strapped that they can't not retire. So it's just, you know, it's funny that, you know, a lot of that is coming up because, you know, we have the baby boomers. A lot of them are in, you know, retirement stage, but a lot of them are not retiring because they cannot afford to do so. So definitely, I mean, it's very important to have a strategy, have a plan, so that way you're not working until you're 101, right, Rohan?
Right, exactly. And it's so interesting because a lot of times, a lot of people will think all these things are not possible, but it really is. If you understand, or, you know, just, you know, sit down with someone and let them explain to you, you know, how certain things work. And once you understand conceptually how things work, you'll realize that $10 can make a difference to do something else than what you may think it could do. $10 can actually do a lot more. And that's really a, you know, I'll use that as an example. Because if you understood some of the things you now know today, you'd probably not make some of the same decisions. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of people think, just, you know, like I said, they state that, you know, the first question is, how much does it cost? It costs you nothing. It's free to get your analysis. And it's all based off of how much you can save to put away. Of course, the more you put away, the more you're going to, the faster you're going to reach your goal. I mean, it's just all based upon what you want. It's not what we want. We just design what you tell us. So that's a very important piece. And you know, some of the questions they do have, too, are some of the steps. Like, what are the steps in this financial process? So I'll let them know what are some of the steps in the financial process.
Okay. Well, one should first establish, you know, like you said, their objectives. What do you want to do? What exactly are you trying to accomplish? Because there's so many different ways to do things, coordinating benefits, investments, and a gambit of things. So basically, You establish your objectives, then you analyze and evaluate your financial position. That's what we talked about earlier when we said the needs analysis. Now, once the objective is clear, then a strategy should be developed. The next step is to then put the strategy into action and monitor the strategy by keeping it up to date and making the necessary adjustments. Now, this process by making the necessary adjustment and having a plan in place should allow the person to feel even better about their financial future, even during market changes. So even when the market is changing, have changing conditions, once you have something in place, we've actually planned for those type of changes. Does that sound reasonable?
Right. Very reasonable. Very reasonable. Another piece that comes in, you have your financial strategy, you have your life insurance piece to protect yourself, but a lot of people question the healthcare piece, if you get disabled. I mean, doesn't that play a role also? What type of healthcare
plan? Yeah. I'm glad you said that. Choosing your retirement healthcare coverage is part of your retirement plan. I mean, you have to think about saving for your healthcare. Retirement can sometimes be an emotional process because you have to think of the what if. What if this happens? Like you said, disability, insurance, or it could be something else. Those are considerations.
Right. Yeah, because you just never know, and you just got to be prepared, and that's another topic we were talking about yesterday, being prepared, because one of them's going to happen. It's not all of them, So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, Rohan, and we'll come back and finish this discussion on the importance of having a financial strategy. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570, The Light. Lines are open, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, buildgrowandenjoy.com. With Rohan Smith today from New York Life, New York Life Securities, we're talking about the importance of a financial strategy. Before we went to the break, we were talking about how healthcare plays a role in your strategy. We all know how important it is to get on a retirement and saving plan. We know how important it is to be covered for protecting yourself, life insurance for the inevitable, which is death. So are there any other areas that you would like to reflect on that you feel the listeners need to know, Rohan?
Yes. We've talked about saving for college, getting married, changing jobs, the upside, But we should also discuss, some of the things we're just talking about, life's crisis, like losing a job or a home or, getting a divorce. So having gone through this process may actually prove crucial during a breakup. And another consideration, like you had mentioned before when you asked about health care, is taking care of a loved one in the form of long-term care. So those are some of the other considerations and some of the things we'd like to reflect on.
Right. Yeah. Long-term care is very, very important. And a lot of people have not been educated on it, but more and more people are starting to come around it because, we're finding that families more and more are having to take care of their parents. And that can be so costly. And long-term care is a way around that, taking care of your parents and then also protecting yourself so that when you get older, your children is not bearing that expense of taking care of you also. So that is a very, very important piece, a very important piece. So let everyone know how important it is to work with a professional that can take them through this process of developing this financial strategy like with yourself, Rohan. Let them know how important it is and why they should do it.
Okay. Well, basically, even if you think you know about investments, it is good to sit down with someone who is able to help you properly coordinate your assets, your investments, and minimize risk So if someone had asked me to, let's say, assemble a car, or let's say someone asked me to work on them like a doctor, it'd be hard for me to, you know, go in there and operate if, you know, I didn't have the correct understanding, or even for building a car to put all the right components together. So you want to sit down with a professional who understands. You know, like if you go to a doctor because the doctor is an expert in that area and they've studied for years, they understand what needs to happen. So it makes a big difference when you're sitting down with a professional, because they'll be able to show you angles and ways of thinking of things and ways to look at things and considerations that, I'm not saying you may not know it, but you may not know it, but at the same time, even if you do know it, you know, it may slip your mind or just a refresher. So basically, you know, it's a good idea to sit down with a professional, and like the cost with me to sit down with me is free, and you know, the question is, you're just gaining knowledge, so why not? It's very important. You need a professional to guide and give you a conceptual idea of how to get there.
That's why we are the professionals, right?
Yes, it is. It is.
So let everyone know why New York Life and how they can contact you once again.
Okay, well, New York Life, like I said, for more than 165 years, New York Life is insurance company has been around. Their financial strength has helped to provide a peace of mind and financial security for clients and their families. New York Life is committed to being the soundest, strongest, and easiest company to do business with. Every decision we make and every action we take has one purpose, and that's to be there when you need us. And so, you know, anyone wants to contact me again, my name is Rohan Smith, and my number is area code 770-380-1934.
Definitely. And I'm pretty sure, you know, with, you know, all top companies, you have a disclaimer that you have to release. So go ahead and let them know about your disclaimer.
Sure. The materials discussed on this program is meant for general information only. Although this information has been gathered from sources believed to be reliable, please note that individual situations can vary. Individuals should consult a professional advisor regarding their particular circumstance. Neither the information presented nor any opinion expressed constitutes a representation by us or a solicitation for the purpose or sale of any specific product. The financial strength and ratings do not apply to any investment products because they're subject to market risk and will fluctuate in value.
Awesome. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the air, Rohan. You know, of course, we've got a lot of things that we're working on together in other capacities, so I'm excited to have partnered up with you and just you being a part of your growing and enjoying the financial movement that we have going on. So it's a pleasure to have you on the air today.
Well, thank you for having me on the air, and thank you for the partnership. I really do appreciate it, and I do respect and enjoy being a part of your organization.
Definitely. Well, keep cool, because, you know, I know it's hot out there. Hope your AC is working, because I'm about to go to the beach.
Oh, I won't say I'm jealous, but at the same time.
I'll blow a little breeze your way. How about that?
Oh, believe me, all of Atlanta would appreciate that breeze right about now.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Rohan, and have a good day. There you guys have it, Rohan Smith with New York Life Securities, New York Life and Company. Definitely, you guys know, you can come to Bill, Grow, and Enjoy, the featured guest group. All of Rohan's contact information is in there, as with all of our guests. In addition, he is a member of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, so you can definitely come on, join the financial movement. You can email him. He'll get his email, the emails, or your questions or any information if you want to set appointments with him directly on the Build, Grow, and Enjoy site. And everyone, I just want to say in closing, I cannot express it, you know, anymore how important it is with these last two interviews I had to have that as a part of your life, and that's or including in your lifestyle, your financial lifestyle, life insurance, and creating yourself a financial strategy. So people, get out there, call up Bradley, call up Rohan. They are extremely professional in the industry, the top company, with two of the top companies in the industry. Get your financial plan get yourself covered with life insurance. You want to create yourself a legacy. Remember, the consultation doesn't cost you a dime to create the plan or get that needs analysis. It's free. So, and just remember that your plan is designed based on your lifestyle and where you financially desire to be in the future. The cost of life insurance is as little is as little as $1 a day. So don't be unprepared. It's needed. It's lacked in our community. And once again, get prepared, be prepared, and you want to leave a legacy. So definitely, everyone, that concludes our show for today. Thank you for tuning in. The Financial Movement is alive, you guys. I am so excited because tomorrow I have an awesome guest, a sweet spot right now nationwide that's affected many thousands, if not millions, and that's credit. So tomorrow I have George Cole, CEO of NCES, National Credit Educational Services, and he will be on the air to discuss with you all about that nationwide movement that they have going on, one that I'm a part of, and that's credit restoration. You don't want to miss it, you guys, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.